He was talking about the girls, and that's why we're doing it after the podcast a little bit.
Sure.
They'll be open until it's Saturday. They'll be open until 10 or 11.
Midnight.
Well, yeah, but some of the food stuff. But I'd like to get I'd like to be down there before 10, so I'd get me a waffle, you know, one of the cake things.
Yeah.
It's
8:17 now.
What do you call
them?
Final cake. There you go. That's what
yeah.
My brain couldn't remember what it was.
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Which I really don't know much about Dungeons and Dragons. But anyways, David Ray, I guess, is not calling in, even though I reminded him a half dozen times. So we're just going to do Ron Paul and then go to the Walnut Festival, which they do once a year here in Stockton, Missouri. And then I really got to go feed some kittens. They haven't eaten since this morning.
They got mice to eat.
Not really. Mom died 2 nights ago.
Mice to eat?
Well, their mother died 2 nights ago.
So?
So she's not there to take care of them.
Or not there to teach them how to eat mice?
Not, oh. You know, well, and the other cats don't want anything to do with them. So we're...
Oh, you got kittens. I got you.
Yeah. But they did get left over. One of the cats brought home a mouse this morning, and they did get the leftovers from it.
Sweet.
Yeah. But I had to take them to it.
Take
so,
a little hot broth and make my stew out of it.
There you go. But, yeah. So we're going to do Ron Paul and then go to the festival and then go feed some kittens. Let's go, Jiro. Putting the phone number. Here we go.
The descent of U.S. North Korea crisis to the level of schoolyard taunts should be remembered as one of the most bizarre, dangerous, and disgraceful chapters in U.S. foreign policy history. President Trump, who holds the lives of millions of Koreans and Americans in his hands, has taken to calling the North Korean dictator Rocket Man on a suicide mission. Why? To goad him into launching some sort of action to provoke an American response. Maybe the U.S. president is not even going to wait for that. We remember from the Tonkin Gulf false flag that the provocation doesn't even need to be real. We are in extremely dangerous territory, and Congress, for the most part, either remains asleep or is cheering on the saber-rattling. Now we have North Korean threats to detonate hydrogen bombs over the Pacific Ocean and U.S. threats to totally destroy the country. We are told that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is a madman. That's just what they said about Saddam, Gaddafi, Assad, and everyone else, the neocons' target for U.S. military action. We don't need to be fans of North Korea to be skeptical of the war propaganda delivered by the mainstream media to the benefit of the neocons and the military-industrial complex. Where are the cooler heads in Washington to tone down this war footing? Making matters worse, there is very little understanding of the history of the conflict. The U.S. spends more on its military than the next 10 or so countries combined, with thousands of nuclear weapons that can destroy the world many times over. Nearly 70 years ago, a U.S.-led attack on Korea led to mass destruction and the death of nearly 30% of the North Korean population. That war has not yet ended. Why hasn't a peace treaty been signed? Newly elected South Korean President Moon Jae-in has proposed direct negotiations with North Korea leading to a peace treaty. The U.S. does not favor such a bilateral process. In fact, the U.S. laughed off a perfectly sensible offer made by the Russians and the Chinese with the agreement of the North Koreans for a double freeze. The North Koreans would suspend missile launches if the U.S. and South Korea suspend military exercises aimed at overthrow of the North Korean government. So where are their cooler heads? Encouraging, they're to be found in South Korea, which would surely suffer massively should a war break out. While U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, was bragging that the new U.N. sanctions against North Korea would result in a near-complete blockade of the country, an act of war. The South Korean government did something last week that shocked the world. It announced an $8 million humanitarian aid package for pregnant mothers and infant children in North Korea. The U.S. and its allies are furious over the move, but how could anyone claim the mantle of humanitarianism while imposing sanctions that aim at starving civilians until they attempt an overthrow of their government? Here's how to solve the seven-year decade-old crisis. Pull all U.S. troops out of North Korea. End all military exercises on the North Korean border. Encourage direct talks between North and South, and offer to host or observe them with an international delegation, including the Russians and Chinese, which are, after all, Korea's neighbors. The schoolyard insults back and forth between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are not funny. They are, in fact, an insult to all of the rest of us. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.com.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Oh, you're not on mute?
We're not on mute anymore.
Okay, let's hold it.
So, you have anything to say about Ron Paul, or were you listening?
Ron Paul is a heck of a guy. I have a lot of respect for Ron Paul, and he knows a lot of what's going on in the world and the money, and I wish all of our politicians were as smart or half as smart as Ron Paul.
And honest. Had the integrity. All right, well, I guess that concludes the podcast because I was halfway listening to Ron Paul's recording, but I don't really know what to say about the other half that I was actually listening to. So it's kind of retarded the way Trump is acting. But I don't know. He's just doing what the puppet masters tell him to do, I guess. So what do you do? I think it's time to bear arms and get ready for some crazy shit because going to hit the fans soon, I'm sure. What do we need? A pistol? At least one pistol, one shotgun, one rifle,
and one AR.
And one AR. Minimum per person.
500 rounds.
500 each. Rounds each. And some body armor.
Steel plate, stand by.
Yeah. All right. Till next time at Demented Dungeons and Dragons, or the DD&D podcast at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. We'll talk to you later.